And now the KWGS local news at 6:31. Some college football is returning in parts of the country, even as teams battle the coronavirus, and a recent look at Big Ten athletes suggests cardiac inflammation is prevalent among those who test positive. Here in Oklahoma, college football programs are keeping a lid on their COVID-19 numbers. TU and OSU pushed back their season opener from this Saturday to next Saturday, September 19th. Golden Hurricane head coach Philip Montgomery says his team needs another week of preparation. They got in just 7 practices during a 17-day preseason camp because of multiple positive tests. But he wouldn't say how many cases the team is currently dealing with.
I don't know that I'm going to get into the numbers parts of it. Obviously, we've got positive cases. They got positive cases, again, just like I think everybody across the country does.
OU head coach Lincoln Riley made a similar announcement yesterday.
Just like, you know, we would with an injury, we're not going to, you know, we made the decision to not broadcast that. I know we'd been probably the most transparent school in the country up until then, but you don't want to give your team a competitive disadvantage, so we're not going to do that.
TU is a member of the American Athletic Conference, which postponed fall sports except for football. We must note that KWGS is licensed to TU. And the 2 men charged in connection with the shooting of 2 Tulsa police officers in June appeared in court yesterday, KWGS's Matt Trotter reports.
Attorneys continue to argue over whether video from the shooting of 2 Tulsa police officers should be released to the public. David Ware and Matthew Hall appeared in court together for the first time Tuesday. A judge said he will watch the footage and likely agree with prosecutors it is graphic and disturbing, but he also framed its release as when, not if, and plans to announce a decision Thursday. Ware faces trial for murder and other charges in the fatal shooting of Sergeant Craig Johnson and wounding of Officer Arash Zarkashan in June. Prosecutors will likely seek the death penalty, and Ware's attorney wants video released because of inconsistencies between what it shows and officers' statements about the shooting. Hall faces an accessory charge for allegedly driving Ware from the scene. His attorney believes releasing the video will hurt his case. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Showers and storms are likely on and off today, a high of just 78. I'm Chris Polanski. This is KWGS News.